this was from our gospel reading on Christmas Eve. While Joseph and Mary were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. It's very rare, if ever, that this part of today's gospel reading would be read on Christmas Eve. Herod was infuriated and sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under. This part of the story is a huge letdown to the magnificence and to the wonder of the Christmas story. Not too long ago, a few years, I had an especially joyful Advent and Christmas season. I was managing my time much better than I usually do. I spent more time with Joe decorating our Christmas tree. We lived just across the street from the church I was serving. Several times during the season, being a night owl, I would go over to the church in the wee hours and turn on all the Christmas lights, and I would sit silently in the sanctuary and pray, and then I'd sing and just enjoyed the light of the evening. When I got home after the candlelight service that year, I was spiritually as high as a kite. After Holy Communion, extra Christmas music and anthems, lighted candles held by each worshiper in the darkness, singing Silent Night. We sang my favorite Christmas hymn after the sermon, O Little Town of Bethlehem, with my favorite words, O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend on us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. I felt as if Jesus was born in me that night. It was a beautiful Advent and Christmas, one of the best I've ever had. When the night was over, I slept soundly and long. It was 11:30 on Christmas Day as I was waking up. Joe came over to me, gave me a gentle kiss, and said, Merry Christmas. My eyes were hardly open. I was tired. I looked up to her and I said, with complete sincerity of heart, Bah humbug. Joe was taken aback. What a change, and the wrong way. Of course, what I said were words from Ebenezer Scrooge and Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. But Scrooge said bah humbug before his transformation. I said that after Christmas. Sounds worse. It's not supposed to happen that way. After the celebrations, or as Dickens would put it, the words Merry Christmas should be on your lips and in your heart every day. The joy is supposed to remain. We should keep Christmas well, as Dickens puts it. The magnificence and the wonder of the Christmas story are supposed to extend beyond Christmas. They're supposed to extend into our lives completely. But that's not always realistic, not even in the original Christmas day, in the original Christmas story. The story includes what we heard today, the violent death of infants. That's worse than any bah humbug. It's awful. The hymn says that in the dark streets of Bethlehem, everlasting light shines. But in real life, in those dark streets of Bethlehem, the darkness got darker and darker. Joseph woke up from a dream, and waking up, he entered a real life nightmare. An evil king was trying to kill the infant Jesus. So Joseph and Mary went with the infant to Egypt. They escaped. Christmas is still fresh with us. I wasn't in a bah humbug mood at all this year. In fact, Joe and I celebrated Christmas with our grandkids and our great-grandkids just 2 days ago. The feelings and the joy of Christmas are still with us. So why do we need to remember Herod as part of the Christmas story? It's so dark and it's gruesome, in fact. We remember this because Jesus was born into this world of violence and hatred. Jesus was born into this world of terrorism. Jesus was born into a world of sin. Jesus was born into a world filled with evil. On Christmas Eve, we sang of a silent night, a holy night, where all is calm, all is bright. In our opening hymn today, we heard the angels sang a song of peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. But Herod's reign was neither calm nor bright. Herod had no mercy. He murdered infants 2 years old and younger. He wasn't interested at all in peace on earth or reconciliation. In today's gospel reading, Matthew quoted Jewish scriptures 3 times. Matthew's beginning the process of showing that the life of Moses points to Jesus. Matthew wants his readers who are Jewish to understand that Jesus is the new Moses. In the time of Moses, Pharaoh was the leader, and he did what Herod did. Pharaoh killed Jewish infants under 2 years old, 2 years old and under, by drowning them in the Nile so that he could maintain power over them. The world was dangerous and evil for Moses, as it was dangerous and evil in the time of Jesus. Moses was the liberator of the people. He led the Israelites out of slavery, through the Red Sea, back to their home, back to the promised land. And Jesus came to be liberator, to free all of God's people. Jesus came to be a savior for all people. I hate that infants were murdered in the time of Moses and in the time of Jesus. I don't understand at all how anyone could make that happen for any reason. I don't like that part of the story. I also hate that it still happens. I hate that Over 3 million children die every year. 3 million people die every year because of malnutrition when there's enough food to go around. There's unfortunately a very dark and ugly side of our world. Children suffer and die from malnutrition. Children suffer and die from weapons of war in our day, 2,000 years after Jesus. Families still, even in our day, are forced to flee from their homes to protect their lives. When I think about the bah humbug Christmas morning I told you about, it seems so trivial compared to infants being slaughtered and children dying of malnutrition. That was such a gruesome part of the Christmas story. But it's the world that Jesus was born into. And yet we need to remember today that Jesus was born into the world for everyone, no matter what's going on in your journey. Jesus was born into our world to die for our sins, to bring us forgiveness, to offer us forgiveness of our sins, huge sins, but also small sins or little sins. Jesus came to bring healing to huge illnesses and even to our minor aches and pains. Jesus came to embrace us all and love us all right where we're at. Jesus came to be our Savior as we are, whatever our condition, whatever our position in life. The story of the birth of Jesus tells of a beautiful night, angels singing, shepherds praising God, a magnificent star to guide wise men on a journey to worship and to give gifts. But that's not the whole story. It's the most beautiful part of the story. And it can give us a spiritual high. And it can lift us up, and it can give us light. But Jesus entered the real world of sin and evil. He came into a world filled with Herods and Pharaohs of all kinds. And so for us, the journey of life has beautiful parts, but it also has a dark, painful side. And we experience it on many levels and to many degrees. We have the good and the bad and the in-between. We have hopes and fears. Remember what the song says, "The hopes and fears of all the years come together in Christ, who came to travel our journey with us." Not just 2,000 years ago, but Jesus comes to be with us now. Pharaohs are dead. Herod's dead. Jesus lives. Jesus is alive and is traveling with us now. And Jesus came to show us how to travel our journey. Jesus came to show us how it's done. And as Moses delivered the people to bring them back to the promised land, Jesus is traveling with us and will travel with us to bring us home. Home, home. Heaven. As we end our sermon in prayer, as we pray, I would like you to hear the voice of Jesus saying to you, "I am with you on your journey." So let's pray in our hearts for someone in your life who's struggling on their journey, someone who's struggling with grief or illness, someone who's struggling with doubt or depression, someone who has anxiety or confusion. Let's now pray for these people in our lives. And as we pray, we turn our hearts to Jesus and we hear his voice saying to us, I am with you on your journey. Jesus is saying to each of these persons that has come into our minds and our hearts, Jesus is saying to them, whether they can hear it or not, this is our prayer, and Jesus is speaking, I am with you on your journey. And now let's pray for all the children of the world, those who are in comfortable places, warm homes, adequately fed. But let us also pray for children who are hungry and who are suffering and who are in danger. As we pray for the children of the world, let us hear the voice of Jesus saying to each one, I am with you on your journey. And now pray for yourself as you are on your personal journey of life. Pray for God's Holy Spirit to guide you on your journey, whatever lies ahead. Pray for your own heart, mind, body, and soul. And hear the voice of Jesus say to you, I am with you on your journey. Let us pray and let us hear the voice of Jesus say to us and to all people, I am with you on your journey. I am with you on your journey. I am with you on your journey.